This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. After being rejected by voters in Milford, Foxwoods Gaming, owner of the second largest casino in the U.S., is turning to the state's South Coast. Today, the company outlined its plan for a $750 million resort casino in Fall River, and WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was there for the presentation.
Under the state's expanded gambling law, there is one casino license set aside for southeastern Massachusetts. So far, activity for that license has been relatively quiet. The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe wants to build a casino in Taunton, but has gotten bogged down in federal regulations as it tries to claim tribal land. KG Urban Enterprises wants to build a casino in New Bedford, but has been unable to find investors. Now, Foxwoods is trying to snatch up the license, putting a proposed $750 million casino on the fast track.
This is an opportunity for the city of Fall River, and it's an opportunity that we're going to make sure that we fully pursue.
Mayor William Flanagan says the proposed casino would create 2,000 construction jobs and 3,000 to 5,000 permanent jobs, all badly needed in the city.
Working with Foxwoods, they have already agreed that Fall River citizens will have first preference and priority in filling those jobs.
Fall River is only about an hour's drive from Foxwoods' original casino in Connecticut and a half hour from the Twin River Casino in Rhode Island. But Foxwoods' CEO Scott Butera says they won't be competing against themselves. Besides, he says competition isn't a bad thing.
Competition's okay if you're competitive. And, in Las Vegas, there are plenty of casinos within 2 miles of one another, and they all do pretty well.
Butera says that competition could also include the Mashpee tribe, which could still build a casino without state approval if it's allowed to take federal land into trust. But Mayor Flanagan says that's an unlikely scenario.
The Mashpee Wampanoag actually need a decision of the United States Supreme Court, or basically an act of Congress, to get their land into trust. And also, they've been at this now for well over 6 years, and they've been creating some pretty large debt.
Residents who attended the meeting had mixed reviews. Some call it the city's best chance to improve the local economy, but Mary Leet says the city doesn't need a casino or the baggage that comes with it.
It brings people with bad morals and more crime to the city, and they're not going to get the benefits they hope to get from this. And they're going to get stuck with things they didn't want.
Either way, action will be coming soon. Mayor Flanagan says he wants to decide on a site for the casino in 30 days and put the project to a citywide referendum in March or April. If approved by the city, the State Gaming Commission could rule on the project as early as the fall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.
The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe says it has no comment at this point on the Foxwoods proposal.